Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The left fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Spence reaches second base with a double. Lewis goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Spence scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe graces at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Masterson moves to third. Grace moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Tresh moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tresh scores. Smith moves to third. Tucker moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Roger Wolf now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty throws to second for one, and Travis throws to first, and Vernon drops the ball. Smith scores. Tucker scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Wright steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Wolf moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells juggles the ball. That's an error on Wells. Wolf scores. Grace moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Lewis moves to third. Spence moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Spence scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Senators, 6, White Sox, 6. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wells settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a ball on the ground. Callaway throws it away. That's an error on Callaway. Vernon goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Senators. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 6. The Senators will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing shortstop. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolf is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Platt reaches third base with a triple. Wright scores. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Platt scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh is hit by the pitch. Wells moves to second. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth bunts towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Wells moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Evans for a passed ball. Wells scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 10-7, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Spence reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Platt hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Tucker chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Michaels. Michaels fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Michaels. Evans moves to third. Gil Torres pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wells moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth bunts towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to third for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Hollingsworth moves to second. It's 11-7, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Spence takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Scarborough covering, for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 12-7, White Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Evans and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wells is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-4 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.